So Tom McLeay are taking over Capital Drive on the 28th of October in the East Midlands. How are you feeling? Are you excited?
Ridiculously excited. It's absolutely crazy. I can't even like...
Can't even talk, which is going to be an issue when we take over the drive show. So it'll be Tom on drive with Claire every so often when she can get her mouth to work.
When we got pulled into the office to be told that we're getting drive, I genuinely thought I was getting sacked. I just thought I'd done something else wrong or...
It's understandable, to be fair.
Harried. Sorry. But no, it's crazy exciting and I can't wait to get started.
Well, because I've been here for a year now doing weekends.
Yeah.
You started at the beginning of July, didn't you?
Yeah, so what month are we in?
October now.
So that's like 3 months.
How are you going to keep track of the day of the week if you can't even keep track of the month?
We'll get a big sign, it'll be fine. Okay. But yeah, it's crazy. 3 months is wild.
So you both picked up prizes at the Student Radio Awards, supported by BBC Radio 1 and Global Radio. What's the last year been like? Could you ever have imagined this? Because obviously today is nominations day. You were sat, you know, nervously waiting to find out if you'd been nominated this time last year. How's the last year been?
It's been a bit of a blur, really, for me, I think. Because... Yeah. We were going into our last years at uni. Like, we both studied the same course at uni at Nottingham Trent and stuff.
A whirlwind, I think. Like, when I sat there, that was the first time I entered into the Student Radio Awards last year, and I didn't quite grasp how exciting it was at the nomination thing. Like, I was excited, but I didn't understand why people had put me in for it. I was like, oh, okay, well, seems like fun, I'll just go for it. And then when my name got announced, I literally couldn't talk, and that never happens. Tom knows that never happens.
Well, yeah. And I wasn't expecting anything, to be fair, because the year before, I'd gone in for Best Newcomer, and I got nominated, which was awesome, but then like I didn't feature in the top three or whatever. So then when I went for Best Male the next year, I was a bit like, well, no, I'm obviously not going to get anything.
And so do you think the awards helped you then to get noticed?
Yeah, massively. I think it made like people notice who we were, who I was, especially, because you were already doing a show for the last year's awards.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I think it kind of made Dick be like, oh, wonder what they'd sound like together.
So finally then, what would be your top tips for the students then tonight, whether they're nominated or not, if they were trying to get into the radio industry?
Pester everybody. Go in and like, if someone gives you their email address or says, gives an email, do it. I was sometimes a bit scared to do it. I thought they don't actually want me to email and they're just saying that. But generally do it. If they've told you to do it, do it. Or even if they don't tell you to do it, do it.
Yeah, exactly. And
just
also, I absolutely hate networking. I'm so awkward. And I've spoken to loads of people from Fly, like our old station, who are like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, can you give me some advice? I'm like, well, I'm as rubbish as you are. So just like go up to the people that you want to talk to. Yeah. Think of what you want to say. Don't just go up and go, hello, I'm Tom. Have something to say. Have something that you want to find out, I would say. And also, like, if you... Being nominated is amazing. If you don't win or anything, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, I was nominated for Best Newcomer. Just keep on working hard. The feedback that you get is awesome. It's so useful. Make sure you take that on board. And also, try and get as much feedback as you possibly can from anyone in the radio industry, whether it be producers, programme directors, presenters as well. As much feedback from anyone, even if it's good or bad, because everyone will pick up on different things.
Yeah.
And that will sort of help you to be the person that you want to be on air.
And then take that feedback on board, do another one, make sure you've actually listened to what they've said and send it to them and see what they think then and what you can develop on then. And like build that relationship up between that and that's then another person you know to help you get into the industry, which is quite helpful. And get into the studio and just be there loads and listen to people as well, which I think is really important. Like, I never used to listen to people as much as...
You never used to listen to the radio?
Shut up. I listened, but I didn't listen to how I listen now, which is bit weird. Like, I'll now listen to how they start a link and how people finish a link and what happens in the middle, whereas before I was just listening to radio. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So like, listen to the structure of a link as well, how they get into it, how they get out of it, and then what happens in the middle.
So definitely, I agree. Listen back to yourself as well. That's another thing.
It's horrible.
This is really long stream, but clip out any bits that you think's good. Listen back to the things that you don't think so good, because then you'll learn like from that. That's so important, I think.
Get an honest mate to sit and do it with you as well, because I hate listening to myself back. But if we do it together, I might hate something. And shut up. I might hate something and you'll be like, oh no, I like that bit. And then we'll talk about it and we'll decide what we didn't and didn't like, did like about it.
didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, do that.
Cool. Do all of that.
Do all of it.
And then,
and then more.
Yeah.
So you'll both be at the Indigo O2 on the 7th of November for the Student Radio Awards, supported by BBC Radio 1 and Global Radio. Good luck for the 28th of October.